Talking today with Heath Sanders with the Great Plains Canola Association. Heath, we're starting to see some green up of the 2014 winter canola crop after a pretty rough winter, and it really did get burned down pretty badly, didn't it?
That's correct, Ron. It sure did. This has been, I know we've had winters like this before, but it's been a long time since we've had a winter this harsh, and we've had so many hours during the harsh time below freezing. So the canola really melted down. Last few years, the canola has been more, it stayed green throughout the winter. And when we got this cold, it really melted down a lot. Being out in the field the last few days, checking fields, going over things, the canola has come back to life. More so towards the south as you work your way north, it's going to be a little bit further behind, but it is showing signs of life. So there's some fields out there that are a little more reluctant to greening up as others are, and we're seeing that.
Now, at this point, as we start seeing the new green, in other words, the new leaves start regenerating, coming back, what sort of stands are you seeing at this point?
There's been so many things that's gone on this year. It's been very hard to pattern why one field looks so good. You can drive down the road a mile, and you're like, what in the world has happened? Maybe same variety, maybe same planting date. I mean, all these things are all thrown in the bag at being the same. Things are starting to turn around. We've got some stands that are thin, and canola doesn't have to be real thick to be a good crop. And that's one thing that guys have got to keep in mind, is that if they've got two or three plants per square foot, that's still a good stand of canola to reach full yield potential. So we do have some thinned out stands. We know that. But the question is how much is it thinned out? Because a good, consistent, thin stand can still yield just as good as a thick stand can.
At this point, as you take a look at, where we are right now, what are you seeing, in other words, besides the fact that it's just finally starting to catch up, what else are you really noticing about the crop at this point?
Well, at this point, we're around 2 to 3 weeks behind schedule compared to the recent years. We normally see bolting canola. We see blooming canola. We see fields of yellow right now. I'm just now starting to see bolting canola, a few bolts here and there. And so we're 2 to 3 weeks behind. Now you add on being extremely dry, and that slows everything down even more, because canola is an indeterminate crop, and it waits until that rain in order to make seed. And that's a good thing and a bad thing, being a canola, indeterminate crop, because it will wait and wait and wait for that good rain in order to make that seed.
And of course, usually you've got a deeper root on canola compared to wheat, but even further down, we don't have much moisture.
We sure don't. Canola does have a tap root, but we have this, since we've planted the canola this year, depending on where you're at, some areas have got a little bit more moisture than others, but we just don't have a profile of moisture. We've been kind of living from the hand to mouth, with these rains, and just enough to keep it alive and keep it going. We really need a good general soaking rain that we generally see in April, and I sure hope we get it. We've still got a lot of canola acres out there that can still reach good yield potential, and still going to be good if we can get some good rains.
One thing that I visited with Ron Scholler about was the differential between where the crop really is and what was being reported by Crop Weather, the weekly Crop Weather update. 60% of the crop rated poor to very poor on Monday of this week. Is that not quite true, is it?
I don't believe so. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder when it comes to looking at canola in the middle of wintertime or when the reporting was done. I looked at a lot of fields that looked really well. It may have burned down and looked brown, but you could look down the row and you could see those green crowns and it looked good. But I think we're a little high on the being around 60%. We know we've got some bad fields out there, yes. We know we have some areas that don't look very good. Mm-hmm. But I that's a little high for me from what I've been seeing.
Going forward, what moisture is a limiting factor? Any other problems as far as bugs, insects, disease?
Not really. Being out in the field the last week, you know, guys were trying to put on their last shot of herbicide. Been finding a few diamondback moth larvae worms and a few army cut worms on fields that were not sprayed in the fall with an insecticide. So there's some things to keep an eye out, keep looking. But obviously, when we have some decent moisture, that fixes a lot of things. And the canola can generally outgrow a lot of problems if it has the moisture. So obviously it is the limiting factor at this point. Okay.